これから第1問の放送を始めます。受験生の皆さんは解答の準備をしてください。では始めます。ミュージシャンのオジー・オズボーンに関する放送を聞き、後の問いに答えなさい。英文は2回放送されます。1回目と2回目の間の回答時間は約1分です。
On July 22nd, 2025, we lost a great rock star who changed the world with his voice, his music, and his heart. His name is John Michael Osborne. He was born in England in 1948, but the world would soon know him by a much cooler name, Ozzy. Many people loved him as a great rock star and also a comedian. In the early 2000s, he and his family appeared in an American TV show. It made him more famous all over the world. When Ozzy was 15 years old, he first heard the song She Loves You by the Beatles. Their music made him feel alive and changed his life forever. He made a decision to be a singer just like them at the time. 5 years later, he started a band with some friends. That band became Black Sabbath, and they helped create a whole new kind of music called heavy metal. With Ozzy's unique voice and wild energy, Black Sabbath became famous all over the world. Songs like Paranoid and Iron Man made them stars. Ozzy gave his all to every show. The world called him the Prince of Darkness. In 1979, Ozzy left Black Sabbath and he started his solo career with exciting songs like Crazy Train that kids still sing today. Years later, Ozzy and Black Sabbath came back together to play again, and fans were excited to see the band. In July 2025, they had a special concert called Back to the Beginning, and it was their final show together. They performed in front of thousands of their fans in their hometown in England. Even though Ozzy wasn't feeling his best because he was sick and needed help to move around, he still gave it his all just like he always did. It was a great, happy, and amazing moment for everyone who was there. A lot of bands played at the concert for free. The concert made $190 million in total. The world was surprised that he donated all of the money he made from the concert. Unfortunately, the concert became the final one for both Ozzy and Black Sabbath. Just a few weeks later, Ozzy died at the age of 76. He was surrounded by his family then, and they said he was a hero to them. It was a sad day for all his fans, but everyone remembered how much he gave to music and how much he loved his fans.
On July 22, 2025, we lost a great rock star who changed the world with his voice, his music, and his heart. His name is John Michael Osborne. He was born in England in 1948, but the world would soon know him by a much cooler name, Ozzy. Many people loved him as a great rock star and also a comedian. In the early 2000s, he and his family appeared in an American TV show. It made him more famous all over the world. When Ozzy was 15 years old, he first heard the song She Loves You by the Beatles. Their music made him feel alive and changed his life forever. He made a decision to be a singer just like them at the time. 5 years later, he started a band with some friends. That band became Black Sabbath, and they helped create a whole new kind of music called heavy metal. With Ozzy's unique voice and wild energy, Black Sabbath became famous all over the world. Songs like Paranoid and Iron Man made them stars. Ozzy gave his all to every show. The world called him the Prince of Darkness. In 1979, Ozzy left Black Sabbath and he started his solo career with exciting songs like Crazy Train that kids still sing today. Years later, Ozzy and Black Sabbath came back together to play again, and fans were excited to see the band. In July 2025, they had a special concert called Back to the Beginning, and it was their final show together. They performed in front of thousands of their fans in their hometown in England. Even though Ozzy wasn't feeling his best because he was sick and needed help to move around, he still gave it his all just like he always did. It was a great, happy, and amazing moment for everyone who was there. A lot of bands played at the concert for free. The concert made $190 million in total. The world was surprised that he donated all of the money he made from the concert. Unfortunately, the concert became the final one for both Ozzy and Black Sabbath. Just a few weeks later, Ozzy died at the age of 76. He was surrounded by his family then, and they said he was a hero to them. It was a sad day for all his fans, but everyone remembered how much he gave to music and how much he loved his fans.